That former Proteas and Highveld Lions fast bowler Lonwabo Tsotsobe has been fined and is paying a heavy price for being involved in match fixing. He's received an 8-year ban for amongst other things, admitting he says he didn't fix a match, but he contrived to fix a match. And joining us now to explain just what this means for A. Tsotsobe himself and the Proteas and cricket in South Africa in general, we're joined by sports writer at the Daily Maverick, Antoinette Muller. Good afternoon, Antoinette. It's another cricket scandal. I mentioned the idea that he contrived to fix a match, but what else was Tsotsobe found guilty of?
So he admitted to a few charges, one of them including not disclosing that he was approached to potentially fix. He also didn't cooperate with the investigation. I think there were three charges on that against him, and just a failure to fully disclose everything that went on.
So he says he contrived to fix a match, but he says he didn't follow through. Did the investigation confirm that version?
Yes, yeah, so everyone who has been banned so far, CSA seemed to be pretty positive that nothing, to the follow-through actually happened at this stage. Of course, you know, these things, it's difficult to prove, but they seem to be satisfied that their investigation has explored all avenues.
So effectively, an 8-year ban means Lonwabo Tsotsobe, who's still in his mid-20s, may be lost to South African cricket, certainly international cricket, forever.
Yeah, and it's very sad. I'm deeply affected by his story in particular, you know, because a few years ago he was the number one ranked bowler in the world, and he's a left armer, so he adds all that extra dimension to the team. And for him, we're not supposed to say that we feel sorry for people who consider fixing matches, but I find his story particularly jarring.
And also, I suppose, I mean, if we look at the recent poor performances of the Proteas, when something like this happens, for the cynical at least, it's very difficult to not contextualize what we're seeing happen to our national team in the same light.
Well, I mean, cricket was founded on betting and match fixing, essentially. So if just one incident that happened in a domestic tournament that's maybe not monitored as closely as international matches put the cynics off, then, you know, I think that's very reactionary.
But also, though, I mean, there are those who say that the ghost of Hansie Cronje refuses to be exorcised from South African cricket. Do you think that's taking it too far?
South Africa certainly isn't the only country where these things happen. You know, it's happened in the IPL. It happened at Lord's with the Pakistani team a few years ago. You know, so this is certainly not exclusive to South Africa, and it's a global issue that I know the ICC tries to take very seriously, but the resources, you know, are scant, and having the intelligence and the staff to constantly monitor these things is very difficult, especially when, you know, there's just more and more T20 leagues popping up and there's just so much cricket going on. Things might just slip through the cracks sometimes.
And if we want to, I suppose, put a silver lining on this cloud, how well are the Proteas women doing?
Yeah, they're delightful. They sort of swung wildly in the one game that they lost, but I think they now have to beat Australia on the weekend or rely on England to beat New Zealand. So it's tense, but I think they did their job today with the clinical win, which will put their net run rate in a good position.
All right, Antoinette Muller joining us on the line there from Cape Town. If you say it's not quite cricket, she believes that's taking it a little bit too far.